This is Akashvani. The news read by Anuja Kumar. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has hailed the Indian Armed Forces for Operation Sindoor's success and said that their valour brought Pakistan to its knees. Prime Minister Modi said, Pakistan will have to pay a price for every terrorist attack in India.
22 तारीख के हमले के जवाब में हमने 22 मिनट में आतंकियों के 9 सबसे बड़े ठिकाने तबाह कर दिए. दुनिया ने और देश के दुश्मनों ने भी देख लिया, जब सिंदूर बारूद बन जाता है तो नतीजा क्या होता है. मोदी का दिमाग ठंडा है, ठंडा रहता है, लेकिन मोदी का लहू गर्म होता है. और अब तो मोदी की नसों में लहू नहीं, गरम सिंदूर बह रहा है. अब भारत ने दो टूक साफ कर दिया है. हर आतंकी हमले की पाकिस्तान को भारी कीमत चुकानी पड़ेगी, और ये कीमत पाकिस्तान की सेना चुकाएगी, पाकिस्तान की अर्थव्यवस्था चुकाएगी.
He said Pakistan can never win a direct war against India, so it has made terrorism a weapon to fight against India. Mr. Modi was addressing the function after laying the foundation stone and inaugurating various development projects worth over 26,000 crore rupees in Palana near Bikaner in Rajasthan today. Mr. Modi said that now there will be no trade or talk with Pakistan. If there is a talk, it will be on Pakistan-occupied Kashmir. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jayashankar today asserted that cessation of firing and military action during Operation Sindoor was negotiated directly between India and Pakistan. In an interview with the Netherlands-based broadcaster, Dr. Jayashankar said that U.S. Secretary of State Marco Rubio spoke to him while U.S. Vice President J.D. Vance talked to Prime Minister Narendra Modi, highlighting that it is natural that nations call up amid conflict between two nations.
The cessation of firing and military action was something which was negotiated directly between India and Pakistan. We made one thing very clear to everybody who spoke to us, not just United States, but to everybody, saying, look, if the Pakistanis want to stop firing, they need to tell us. We need to hear it from them. Their general has to call up our general and say this. And that is what happened.
The External Affairs Minister has strongly condemned the killing of Israeli diplomats in Washington, D.C. He said in a social media post that the perpetrators must be brought to justice. He also extended his thoughts and prayers to the bereaved families and colleagues. A multi-party delegation headed by JDU MP Sanjay Kumar Jha today interacted with leading Japanese think tanks in Tokyo and briefed them on India's zero tolerance against terrorism. The delegation, which arrived in Tokyo in the first leg of their five-nation tour, discussed regional security challenges, including state-backed terrorism. During the interactive session, participants expressed a strong support for India's fight against menace. An Indian all-party delegation arrived in the United Arab Emirates early this morning, marking a significant step in New Delhi's diplomatic outreach under Operation Sindoor. Foreign Secretary Vikram Misri today met Japan's Vice Minister for Foreign Affairs, Takehiro Funakoshi, in Tokyo, Japan. While attending the Foreign Secretary-Vice Minister dialogue, Mr. Misri conveyed India's message on zero tolerance on terror. The discussions covered advancing the India-Japan Special Strategic and Global Partnership. Vice President Jagdeep Dhankar today emphasized the importance of reviving India's ancient knowledge systems through evidence-based validation, digitization, translations, and cross-disciplinary studies. Speaking at Raj Bhavan in Goa after unveiling the statues of Charak and Sushruta, he highlighted the need to make traditional texts accessible and relevant to contemporary challenges. The benchmark domestic equity indices today slipped into negative territory, weighed down by weak global cues. The 30-share index at the Bombay Stock Exchange, Sensex, dropped 645 points or 0.79% to close at 80,952. In IPL T20 cricket, Gujarat Titans will face Lucknow Super Giants in Ahmedabad at 7:30 p.m. today. And that is the end of this news bulletin.